September 3rd, Sundar Singh.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Sundar Singh was desperate to know the truth about life. He knew it must mean something. And out of his desperation, he cried out for the one in charge to reveal himself. Or he would end his own life right then. Jesus the Messiah revealed himself to Sundar and recruited him to feed his sheep. On this date, in 1905, Sundar Singh was baptized into the body of Christ. He became a sadhu, a holy man and teacher, and he traveled and preached throughout the Himalayas and even into Nepal and Tibet, which were close to the gospel. Today's story is about a day's work in Sundar's life.
Surprise your enemies. Don't try to get revenge. Dressed in his signature saffron-colored robe and matching turban, his bare feet, Sundar Singh approached the Indian men working in the Markanda field. They were working hard to harvest crops under a blazing sun, and he saw men who needed a savior. He watched them swing their large blades. They listened to him with little more than indifference as he, a sadhu, the Indian word for holy man or sage, talked to them about Jesus Christ. Gradually, the workers' disinterest morphed into disapproval. Although people of India and surrounding countries have always revered religious men, these farmers grew impatient with this man's strange teachings. They rained curses and threats on Sadhu Sundar Singh, and suddenly, a stone sailed through the air and hit its target, the Sadhu's head. But moments later, the man who had thrown the stone developed such a bad headache, he had to stop working. Feeling compassion rather than the need for revenge, the Sadhu picked up the man's tool and took his place in the field, working alongside the other, now astonished men. As the scripture says in Luke 6:35, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. The men grew quiet and attentive, and Sundar knew that his actions had demonstrated the faith he had been sharing. At the end of the day, the workers invited him to join them for their evening supper. At one of their homes, long into the night, they listened to his compelling message about the Christ, and then he left them. Later, when the men had rested, they went out to take inventory of their harvest. It soon became obvious. Their yield was much greater than what they had seen in previous years. Shocked and somewhat fearful, they declared to each other they had surely been visited by a holy man. Is there part of your heart that is wanting revenge that prevents you from representing Christ? An opportunity to disarm an enemy awaits. Look for it and take action. Surprise your enemies. Don't try to get revenge.
Hello, I'm Michael Borner with Mission 17, and today's story is about Sundar Singh. And in the heart of India, Sadhu Sundar Singh was born into the Sikh tradition. He had an encounter that changed his destiny. He embraced Christ and donned the saffron robes of the Sadhu, which symbolized his renunciation of the worldly life. And he blended his Eastern roots with his newfound faith in Christ. And then he took to the roads sharing love and hope. And Sundar's example reminds us to find strength in vulnerability. In a world demanding unceasing fortitude, he reminds us that true might lies in humility and sacrifice. And after Sundar was attacked and persecuted in the very field where he was attempting to serve and engage others, he responded not with anger, but with service, tending to the very hands that harmed him. It's a real life lesson in forgiveness and a testament to Christ's enduring love being lived through Sundar's transformed life. And as we learn from the story, it upended rejection and turned enemies into spiritually open dinner companions. Now let us allow Singh's legacy and Christ-like behavior to inspire us in our comparatively lighter afflictions. In a world quick to retaliate, let's choose compassion. In the face of adversity, let's opt for love. Let's be beacons of shining Christ's light in the face of hostility, as Singh did. You know, there's nothing more disarming than service and sacrifice. Let our challenge in the toughest of times be to ask the Lord to help us surprise even our enemies and stand firm in His grace and love.